PayPal blacklists Jewish conservative activist Laura Loomer. By Charlie Nash on February 6, 2019. PayPal has blacklisted conservative activist and investigative journalist Laura Loomer. Loomer announced the blacklisting in a post on Instagram Tuesday, where she claimed left-wing activists and big tech companies want her to be homeless and die. "PayPal just banned me for no reason whatsoever," declared Loomer in the post, along with a screenshot of PayPal's notice. This comes one day after radical left-wingers published a fake hit piece about me, falsely accusing me of getting donations from an anti-Muslim hate group. "The good news is, there is a lawyer who is going to take my case. And just like Gavin McInnes, I plan on suing all of the left-wing terrorists and tech tyrants who are trying to shut me down simply because I am a conservative Jewish woman who speaks truth about Islam. I have nothing to lose anymore, so trust me when I say I will stop at nothing to make sure justice is served for the way Silicon Valley has disenfranchised me, falsely accusing me of being a white supremacist, a Nazi, anti-Muslim, a racist, a bigot, and every other smear in the book," she continued. "I am banned everywhere. I am banned on Twitter for exposing Jew hatred. I am banned by Uber and Lyft. I am banned from GoFundMe. I am banned from Venmo. I am banned from Uber Eats. Essentially, I can't even exist in society because the actual Nazis and tech and on the left constantly ban me because I post facts. How am I supposed to pay my bills? I can't get a regular job because I have been accused of being a Nazi. Am I supposed to be homeless? I guess these people won't be happy until I reach a breaking point and just die. Let's be honest. That's what these people want. They want me to die from all of the pressure and stress of not being able to live freely in America. They are evil and will stop at nothing to ruin people's lives. Even the people from right-wing watch retweet videos and articles posted by people who say they want me to commit suicide. They actively call for me to be assaulted and support people like Montel Williams who advocated for me to be tased to death simply for existing. In the meantime, if you'd like to support my journalism so that I can just pay my bills on top of paying off some of the nearly $40,000 of credit card debt I've acquired from trying to pay for my investigations and videos which expose these people and their hypocrisy, you can do so here by sending me a check to this address. Laura Loomer. P.O. Box 1029, Lake Worth, Florida 33460. Loomer concluded the post by proclaiming, "They want me to be homeless and die." Loomer has already been banned from Twitter, Uber, Lyft, and GoFundMe. The Jewish Voice criticized the blacklisting, declaring, "So let me get this straight. A Jewish journalist isn't allowed to have a PayPal or a Twitter. But CARE, a designated terrorist group, is? Something must be done about this egregious censorship by big tech." Laura Loomer has now been banned from Twitter, Medium, Uber, Lyft, Uber Eats, GoFundMe, Venmo, MGM Resorts, and now at PayPal, the newspaper continued. Why is a nonviolent 25-year-old Jewish journalist being treated like a criminal on the most wanted list simply because she voted for a real Donald Trump? Last month, Loomer jumped Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's DCA fence and pitched a tent on her lawn to protest illegal immigration. While in November, she chained herself to Twitter's New York City officers to protest her suspension from the social network. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.